To another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes you my amazingly awesome audience, which you guys are. You guys know that. A few things we're going to get into. I'm even going to talk about today's Glads game. Yes, today. It was a 10:35 school day game. That seemed to work out well for all involved parties as well. Except one. We'll get into that shortly. Some things to talk about with the NHL. Of course, some Rabbits, some Preds, and Canes. Just a recap of the action and some of the things that I've kind of seen going on. You know, some people on some hot streaks. Other things going on. Let's start with those Gladiators, the same ones I was just talking about there. Of course, last Friday they had the loss to the Reading Royals, 7-2. That was in Reading, where Nesbitt Nelson had the goals for our Gladiators. Booth had 20 saves. Nell had 8 in the combo. That just tells you how the night went. They had the win on Saturday versus Wooster, 5-4 in overtime. He had Nelson, Corbett, Thrower, and Malatesta added 2. Let's see. I believe Nell had 38 in that one. Then they left us to today's game. And yes, like I said, 10:35 is when this thing kicked off. Would have been fun to go to, but yeah, we all kind of have those day gigs. I would tell people, go to at least one early day game like that, because they're just different. There's a different vibe. Now, there was a bunch of school kids at this one, so... But that didn't stop the action from being great, as our Gladiators won 3-1. Aslan, Pedersen, maybe Peterson, I don't know, and Nelson. Booth with 34 saves in that one, but more importantly, not only was it a victory, Nelson is just really, really heating up. He is one of the ones. It seems like every week there's a different kind of, I won't say unsung, but there's a different hero, somebody who is just smashing the puck, and in this week, it's Nelson. Hopefully, a lot of them can band together, and the captain can put a few more in, and get them a little closer to maybe trying to make a playoff run here. They're still definitely on the outside looking in, but... If the team's going to play like this, might be a little close. Upcoming schedule for our Gladiators. This Friday, they will be in Florida to take on the Everblades. That is who they beat 3-1 today, so I'm sure they'll be looking to get back at them for that. 7:30 puck drop on Saturday. Friday, by the way, that would be the Valentine's game. Saturday, they will also be in Estero, Florida, to take on the Everblades, 7 p.m. puck drop there, and it will be a 3 p.m. puck drop on Sunday as the Gladiators will travel to the Orlando Solar Bears. Let's move on to the Swamp Rabbits. Swamp Rabbits didn't have a good weekend. Those Everblades, man, they just seem to always get in people's way. On Friday, the Everblades handed the Swamp Rabbits a 6-2 loss, where Horton and Elmer had goals. Helvig, 19 saves. I still think it's Tho, maybe? He had 12 saves. They also lost the following night in Florida, 5-1, where Pergovich had the only goal. Jeremy Helbig, 30 big saves. And Elmer is one for the Rabbits that just seems to score about every other game or better. That's not a bad thing. Let's see. Upcoming schedule. This Friday, they will be in Jacksonville to take on the Icemen at 7 p.m. They will also travel to South Carolina to take on the Stingrays on Saturday, 6:05 puck drop there. The Rabbits, while also on the outside looking in as far as a playoff run, are closer than the Gladiators, so maybe they can string together some good wins, some good points here, and find their way into the playoffs. Let's talk Nashville Predators. Nashville Predators, they are doing quite good. Doing so good that on Thursday they picked up the 3-2 victory over the Calgary Flames that was in Calgary. They're making the what we call the Canadian circuit or loop there. Turris, Fabro, and Granlund. Told you Granlund was a great pickup last year even. With the goals, Saros with 37 saves. They had the loss in Edmonton on Saturday, 3-2, with Bonino and Smith both had goals. Saros with 33 saves. And they had the loss in Vancouver, 6-2. Just last night. Where Smith and Granlund had the goals in that one. Upcoming schedule for our Predators. This Thursday, that will be tomorrow, they will host the New York Islanders. 8 p.m. puck drop on that one. This Saturday, they will be in St. Louis. 3 p.m. puck drop on that one. They will visit the defending champs. Let's see, and Sunday, they will actually host those same St. Louis Blues, 6 p.m. puck drop on that one. The Saturday puck drop is 3 p.m. Not sure if I mentioned that. It'd be a good time to knock off the defending champs, knock them down a peg, and a good time to try to get back into this. Just because I continue to say this, today's episode is called Outside In, because all these teams are on the outside looking in as far as a playoff run. Right now, Nashville has 59 points. They are 5 out of the wild card. Yeah, they need to work on the wild card before they work on moving back into the division with that one. Okay, let's move off to the Canes, who are on a little bit more of a hot streak. They're actually playing tonight in Dallas. Puck drop is 8:30. But we'll discuss that in a minute. They had the win on Thursday in Arizona versus the Coyotes, 5-3. Aho had two, Svechnikov had two, and Jacob Slavin smashed the other one in the hole. James Reimer with the 30-save victory. Reimer has been fantastic this year. It's made it to where, once again, it's not a starter and a backup. It's follow the goalie with the hot hand. They had the win on Saturday versus the Golden Knights. That was in Vegas. It was a shootout. And in the shootout, of course, they need five goals to get there. Fleury, Aho, Halla, Teravainen, and Marty Nechas, all of the goals there. Reimer with the 33 saves. And in the shootout, Svechnikov and Justin Williams with the goals to propel the Canes to victory. Upcoming schedule, told you about the one going on tonight. This Friday, they will host the New Jersey Devils at 7 p.m. And this Sunday, they will host the Edmonton Oilers at a 4 p.m. puck drop. As far as the Canes, they might be the closest to anybody, playoff-wise, of the four. They are at 67 points. They are currently 2 points out of the second wild card. Yeah, I like their chances. I really do like their chances. They probably do have the better shot of the four. All you gotta do is string together a couple wins, get a couple losses, a couple puck bounces to go your way, and you'll be in the playoffs. Because this is a team nobody wants to see in the playoffs, because they're gonna come after it. They're gonna absolutely come after it. Some things I want to talk about NHL-wise. Connor McDavid will be out for 2 to 3 weeks with a quad injury. That's really going to impact how Edmonton does things going forward, because instead of being hyper-aggressive for trades, you kind of have to play this one by ear. Seth Jones of the Blue Jackets has an ankle injury. He will be out 8 to 10 weeks. You hate it. Guy was at the All-Star game. Super guy. But he's now currently out. Let's see. The Stadium Series. The Kings will be at the Avalanche on February 15th. Let's see. Where was I? Oh. Yeah, Stadium Series. It is the LA Kings and Colorado Avalanche. It's February 15th. It's going to be fun. It's kind of like the Winter Classic. It's just not on... New Year's Day. They're going to play at... I guess that would be Coors Field. And that would be this weekend. Have to make sure to try to watch that, won't we? Not just so we can talk about it, but that, I mean, these kind of things are fun. It's something that other sports can't duplicate, and I'm glad that hockey has embraced this. And it's not done so much that it's gimmicky, it's not really crazy. It's usually kind of, hey, we'd like to do this. But looking forward to the Stadium Series, as everybody else should as well. Like I said, I will. I'm not sure I'll be watching live. Just depends on what's going on. But feel free to say what you want or do what you want. For those of us that are a little more interested in this game than most. You know, it's like I say this once a year on this show. How good is Nate McKinnon? He is one of the he's one of the big stars of this league. He has 32 goals this year. We barely hear about him, probably because he plays for Colorado. But the dude can just play. I mean, he's just so good. The vision, the you know, playmaker ability, plus he just can score. Now, at the moment, they're having to deal with the Kadri injury, where he's out indefinitely with the lower body injury for the Avalanche, because, you know, maybe them trying to make a move right now would be a good thing. Because Colorado is a team that does pretty well in recent years. It's just they don't get the media coverage. And so that's why a lot of people don't know who Nathan McKinnon is. Like I said, one of the younger stars in this league, but just a fantastic overall player. He's one of my personal favorites. The dude's just fun to watch. And hopefully you guys are watching him. I know I am. But yeah, just that's my thing is how good is Nate McKinnon? He's exceptional. You just... You can't force people to cover things. And so we're just going to have to keep telling everybody how good the Avalanche and Nate McKinnon are until they start to get that coverage. That's just pretty much all we can do. Just keep singing his praises to anybody that'll hear. But that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for joining us for another great edition of Borcheck Outside In. Like I said, that's going to do it. Borcheck, outside in. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next week. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go Preds. Go Canes. But what's the stadium team? Let's get ready to rumble. Feel the fire, sense of the rare. It's my son, only know how.